Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Liverpool make it 2-1, well-worked from a set-piece, actually, and it's Trent with a pinpoint delivery to the man who's obviously always going to score a header today. That was always going to happen, wasn't it, Jamie? Endo, we've never in doubt, him towering header. Well-directed, I think we said, didn't we?
Placed. We were discussing, can you place a header, and I think we have agreed that you can place a header, yeah. Yeah, brilliant ball by Trent, as per. There was a few brilliant balls for him. There was one in the first half. Classic pinged crossfield ball that Gravenberch brought down really well. Yeah, really pleased for Endo. I was surprised to see there was a lot. I thought there was a lot of really good forward passing from him. I mean, I can't. Most of us, I don't think, knew loads about him when we signed him. So I was expecting he'd be like a little kind of terrier type figure, you know, putting out a firefighting terrier, if that's possible, putting out fires, you know, all that. But there was a lot of really calm stuff from him, turning, getting his foot on the ball, pinging some quite, you know, quite fast, intricate passes through defence and stuff like that. Yeah, so really pleased for him. I'm looking forward to seeing a bit more of him. In, you know, because there's been a few questions about McAllister recently, and I'm not slagging McAllister at all, but I'd like to see him as a viable option for that deeper role potentially in the league going forward.
Do you know what I find with him, and I can't quite put my finger on it, because I find the timing of his passes through the lines is excellent.
I think so.
More often than not.
Yeah, I think so as well.
He's really sharp. It's really concise.
Incisive, really
incisive, absolutely. But his timing for the crunch tackle is like a split fraction of a second or something. Or like if you had a stopwatch every single time, you'd be like 0.2, 0.3 almost, and you'd find your average where he's just off it. And it's almost to the point where it's not that bad where the player gets a clean run off him. Mm. It's almost like he always gets half of something on the ball, but it's just not enough to put us back on the front foot and get us back on the attack. And I think maybe that is just a bedding in thing. Maybe that is the longer the more game time I get within the setup, the quicker I'll be in, and I've got to snap into it, and obviously just kind of being alert to those situations. The more you're in it, the more you're alert to it, kind of thing. And I think that's the only drawback from me that just makes me not necessarily wince, but I always just think I can see it. I know he can see it. He's just a little bit slow on that for me. And I think once he gets up to speed, I think he does become the viable option. And I think what you just suggested and I mentioned, I think that to me is when he does definitely become the viable option in that Premier League, you know, whether it could be in for McAllister or whatever it might be.
Interesting that. And I think overall tonight, I think he had a decent night, actually, to be honest with you. Probably his best performance today, actually, in Liverpool. He obviously gets a goal as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But generally speaking,
his confidence went up after the goal as well.
It did. There's a couple of moments. There's one where he sort of does what you'll talk about there. He doesn't quite get there at the time, and they just kind of go round him.
He got skinned at one point.
Yeah, and the guy used his name. It's like, oh, Endo. You know, not quite. And that's the sort of stuff you really want to see him doing, because that's the sort of stuff we missed so much last season, and we have missed a little bit this season as well. So it's interesting that. But I'll let you sort of have the final word on him, Jay, if you like, in his performance tonight, because I think this is a massive step in the right direction. You both said there that all of a sudden, based on this one performance, your confidence in him being that option for the Premier League has gone up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he's playing... I know the level isn't the same, but he's playing, he's the captain of Japan, who are probably one of the in-form sides in international football. So there's definitely a leader there, someone who takes responsibility on his shoulders, you know, somebody who can be, you know, they just spanked Germany 4-1 and the manager's got the sack. Someone who can mix it with the best midfielders in world football. So, you know, and Anonymous did know very much about him, but obviously you can trust the scouting team. More often than not, they get it right. So, yeah, I'd just like to see him maybe getting a few more minutes now. Mm. And the other knock-on effect with that is I'd like to see McAllister as an option further forward as well. Because when we signed him, we all saw him for Argentina in the World Cup, scoring goals for Brighton, scoring shots from the edge of the box, playing through ball, stuff like that. I'd like to, if he can come in and be used as an option, will that free McAllister? Will that get a few people off McAllister's? But I don't think there's been a real, massive negative.
It's not criticism of him, because we all know the huge caveat in his position.
That we know that's the one deficiency in this potential 11 squad at the moment.
He's almost a fall guy, isn't he?
He's the victim of that, of the circumstance, ultimately. And I think you're probably right. If we are able to trust Endo in that position, and it's, again, picking the right games for him, understanding the games where we're not necessarily going to have you defend him for your life. It's going to be backs against the walls, and you're going to be absolutely rained on by midfielders that are going to outwork you and, be quicker than you. None of that really matters if we're going to have 60-70% of the possession and we're going to be bossing the tempo and dictating the play. So there are going to be games where we can throw him in, but I think it is that trust in him getting up to speed to know those moments and just read. I think he's got the reading of it, because it looks like he knows where he needs to be. It's just at the minute, the pace of things are maybe just a little bit too quick for him. And that's fine, because as to do in the build-up, I think that was very Fabinho-esque until Fabinho got to that Christmas period of his first season, and then something clicked and he didn't look back.
And if we are giving him up for a similar time of the season, then that's when our difficult fixtures are.
Yeah,
we got United. Whether that's difficult or not, it's a different conversation. But we got United, Arsenal. Obviously, Man City is quite a bit before that. But we play Newcastle as well on New Year's Day. So if we are getting him ready for that, and he's just got to sort of see us through that little spell, then sound happy days. But I think the only thing I'd say about the Fabinho comparison, and I get it, and it's spot on, but Fabinho had time on his side,
which sounds
really harsh on end.
No,
we had seasons to come with Fabinho, but I don't think we have with Endo. I think he's a stopgap, and when you sign a stopgap, I said it the other day on the news, when you sign a stopgap type player, you want him to be plug and play, because he comes in, does a job immediately, and he hasn't done that. So you do start to think, and you start to look at previous signings, Arthur Melo, Ben Davis, Ozan Kabak, and he's not them. He's better than them.
But
at the same time, you do start to think, well, if he's not playing now, when's he ever going to play? So it's an interesting one. But I think tonight was a really impressive performance.
Step in the right direction.
Goal as well. Step in the right direction, yes. Yeah, so I think we will start to see a little bit. I hope so, anyway. So we'll start to see.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.